The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 436.
Rhaimi coris naimi le san chis gan mi awoch Dola haltein a gruagich a vera bualina honer Dola haltein a gruagich a vera bualina honer Nur a rana min bala charo ats mar bochor gaif. Nur a rana min bala charo ats mar bochor gaif. Charo ats e wuch kiu laun is charo syt e wuch ol laun. Charo ats e wuch kiu laun Is charo syd e'r wulch o lawn. Grom rahan a fwaio, ag is grwag i'ch yn bronoch. Grom rahan a fwaio, ag is grwag i'ch yn bronoch. At y cwmwg na leinio, gan eich ag byfoich. At y cwmwg na'r leinu, gan eich byfoiau. Sawn y hwyr mi chryfinod, sy'n y sy'n eich san tiawnbyr. Sawn y hwyr mi chryfinod, sy'n y sy'n eich san tiawnbyr. Sy'n y sy'n eich ffon o'n iac, Far na chwein mi dy chore. Sy'n a sy'n eich ffon o'n iac, Far na chwein mi dy chore. Sy'n a sy'n eich e'r gili Awn y leinio fwy'r rawtio. Sy'n a sy'n eich e'r gili Awn y leinio fwy'r rawtio. Styr eich an eich mi'n trwsgan, a her a rhwsig madronen. Styr eich an eich mi'n trwsgan, a her a rhwsig madronen. Gyfel mi chodwl eich, gan dy iwlein mi'n cota. Gyfel mi chodwl eich, Gan dy iwl ein ni'n cota, Gyfell sni e'r môr rwai yn y sir fwalyg môfrogan. Gyfell sni e'r môr rwai yn y sir fwalyg môfrogan. Fiach yn dosiw gompata, Gwtor e tach yn syrod mi.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician and your podcast host, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. And if you're not subscribed to the Celtic Christmas Podcast, what are you waiting for? The first episode of the season is now online. You can subscribe at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. We kicked off the show with Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac from their album Shane. That was Traveled More Than 9 Miles. Next up is Poor Man's Gambit with The Land of Sunshine from the same titled album.
Thank you. Thank you. bright morning stars are rising, bright morning stars are rising, bright.
After Poor Man's Gambit came Poor Man's Fortune from their album In Good Time, that was Pour Ta Vie, then Syncopaths with Bronwyn Lee from 5 Years, then Runo with Bright Morning Stars from 10, The Errant Knight. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Christy emailed, "Greetings from the D.C. metro area. I live about 22 miles north of Bethesda. So although I listen to the podcast during my commute to work, it's not exactly picturesque. You can get much more interesting photos off any traffic website. Today, however, I was helping a friend cleaning stalls, and my horse was listening to the podcast with me when he wasn't asking me to scratch his back. Two of his friends also thought the podcast was pretty interesting, if not edible. I thought you might enjoy seeing some of your biggest fans. The silver thing on the brown and white paint is a fly mask. He's got a bum eye that the bugs love. Thank you, Christy. I appreciate you sending pictures of horses. You always get my vote when you send pictures of horses, and my daughter will back that up. Edward Willoughby emailed a photo. Ed Willoughby in my family's tartan. Thank you, Edward. Susanna Anderson emailed, "Hi, Mark. Enjoying the show. I had no problem with downloading the files. My favorite bands, Fintan. So pleased to hear them in number 418. Eileen Ivers, Kylie Meadows, Victoria Van Arnum, Stephen K. Smith, Lisa McGraw, Bonnie Russell, and Matthew Abelson. I also listened to Vartina, but they are Finnish. Their folk songs are surprisingly similar to Irish and Celtic songs. Thank you." It's funny how the music of the different cultures merge so much. I was kind of blown away when I first went to Italy and heard bagpipes, you know. I was like, wow, oh, it's not just a Scottish thing. yeah, it's all over the world. You'll find music that's got a very similar feel. There are definitely distinct variances, but I love the fusion. If you find music like that, share it with me. And feel free to drop all these artists. I don't think many of these artists are not on the podcast, have not submitted to the podcast. I would love to get them on. So drop them an email. Daniel Lucas emailed, "Hello, I've been loving the podcast. Thank you so much. I started listening to it on a road trip between Montana, New York, and North Carolina. I listened to it on my flight back to France. I'm now planning a hike in the Pyrenees, and here I am looking at the maps and enjoying the great podcast. Hope this is good data." Thanks a bunch. You bet, Danny. Thank you, Daniel. That's fantastic. All over the world. I love traveling. You know, I've long been a fan of that quote by Mark Twain. "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it solely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's life." Sorry, every time I do it, I have to go into the character. Daniel O'Brien emailed, "Hi, Mark. I'm a welder, and while I'm baking myself alive each day, I listen to a few podcasts on Stitcher. Ran across yours almost a year ago, and I'm still working through the backlog. I just listened to Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits last week, and I get through a couple episodes per day mixed in with other podcasts, mostly historical. I enjoy your show and have recommended it to many people, including some musicians at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Keep the music coming, Solange." And finally, Mark L. emailed, "I'm not actually going to read it because it was very disgraceful, a hate-filled message attacking me for supporting diversity with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and I confess it upset me, in part because Mark attempted to use God to spread hate, which is the complete opposite from the message Jesus taught. Our society has grown, and we are better than that. The Celts suffered hate-filled crimes. We should learn from those crimes. We should lift all people up, and not just you and me, but all people. We are better than that. Or at least we should be. I don't care what your political beliefs are. The podcast supports all humans as individuals, as all people deserve a chance to be heard. If you don't like that, once again, I implore you to stop listening. Take your hate elsewhere. And as the holiday season approaches, I want to give thanks to those who celebrate our enduring love for the diversity of Celtic culture through music. I wish you all many holiday blessings. Next up, we have The Jig Is Up with Pretty Fair Maid from On Your Toes.
Oh, pretty fair maid, all in her garden. When a stranger came riding by, he rode up to the gate and called her, saying, "Pretty fair maid, would you be my bride? I've a love, he's in the army, and he's been gone now for 7 long years. But if he'd go for 7 years longer, I would still wait for him. What if he's on some watercourse drowned? Or perhaps he's fell on a battle slain? Or perhaps he's found another little lover, and you will never see him again? If he drowned, I hope he was happy. Likewise, if he fell on a battle slain, and if he's found another little lover, I would love him just the same." He took his hand out of his pocket, and on his finger was the golden band. And And when she saw the gold ring shining, well, her heart, it began to sing. He put his arms all about her, and then he gave her kisses, one, two, and three, saying, it is I, your own dear lover, and I've come home for to marry thee. Pretty fair maid, all in her garden. Oh, when a stranger came riding by, he went up to the gate and called her, saying, pretty fair maid, would you be my bride? Saying, pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?
And in time. seeing through the eyes of a child. For the eyes of a child, see this world as it is. And lastly, I'll be listening with the ears that I have. The ears that I have never let me down. We'll go on in pale moonlight, leaving complexity behind.
Leave it behind.
Oceans rise, tidal disguise for the restless soul. We'll go on in pale moonlight, leaving complexity behind.
Leave it behind.
Oceans rise, tidal disguise.
After The Jig Is Up came Siren with How Will I Know Thee from Waves to the Sky, and then The Gatehouse Well with Tidal Disguise from And the Sparks Did Fly. Celtic Podcast News. Once again, I want to remind you to travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything, instead we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And a thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week and has done so since 2014. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Plus, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners, and Songhengers get a bonus podcast. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long podcast, and we are still moving slowly closer to a 2-hour instrumental special. I want to thank our newest patron of the podcast, Tim S. Sign up today at songhenge.com. Next up, we have Sabio with Sea of Glass from With Arms Entwined.
Bye.
Now he lies in her frozen arms.
We've been held out against the wheel, treated just like we were. A piece of wood, a doll, just like we had no right to say no. But in our veins, we have the strongest of blood running powerful and fierce. We will not bow our head once locusts that got us will lead us to our kingdom.
Yeah.
After Sabio came Sprague Session with Frank and Flows from their self-titled album. Then came Kin from their album Arendelle. That was a track called Kin. And finally, Crave the Sea with No Whiskey, No Rum from their album The Kraken. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, then please share the show with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find bands you love, buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I'll send you a few bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. And you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s when you sign up today. Thanks so much for your kind generosity. And finally, I want to ask you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. We are nearing the end of the year, so this is your last chance. We have just a few more episodes before the year is done. So then I compile the best Celtic music of the year. So I look forward to sharing that with you. We're going to finish up the show with Hot Griseldo from their album Sunbox. This is Your Moment to Shine. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.